We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Academy Sports and Outdoors, the preferred sporting goods retailer of Sooner Sports, and by AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. This is the Riverwind Coach's Corner. Now, here are your hosts, Chris Plank and Teddy Lehman.
Welcome inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank, and we are joined to kick things off on this game week by Cale Gundy in his 19th season, 16 years as a running backs coach, now third year as inside receivers. What else do we add? A co-offensive coordinator, recruiting coordinator. Is there anything you don't do anymore, Cale, or...
No, I kind of help everybody when they join the staff, tell them where to eat and, you know, try to help their wives or girlfriends to get jobs. So a little bit of everything.
Well, congratulations on the win over Oklahoma State. Kind of take us through now. Obviously, the staff has moved on since then. But from your perspective, what'd you see? What'd you like out of this offense on Saturday?
You know, I've had a lot of people since the game tell me it was a great game. And, of course, I disagree. You know, I don't like those type of games. You know, again, we just continue to find ways to win football games. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. I mean, obviously there's things that can be better on both sides of the ball, special teams. And those are the things that we focus with our players, you know, this week, Monday. You know, everybody had one, two, three things they could do better. Let's do those things better and see how good we can be as a team.
What was the conversation going on in the headsets there whenever they were going for that two-point conversion? Were you guys confident you were going to be able to go down and score if they got that?
I mean, we've been pretty good at going down and score anyway.
That's true.
So, you know, obviously we started, you know, probably about halfway through that drive, Lincoln and I kind of started talking about, you know, just getting ideas and time and timeouts and, you know, kind of getting a game plan together.
From that perspective, though, and I've talked about this a lot, no one ever panicked. There's never any panic. Obviously, we have a pretty unique perspective on the sidelines. Never any panic, was there?
You know, not really on our side. I don't think so. You know, we've been in games like this. You know, we stress all year long on just, you know, keep playing and playing four quarters. And, you know, we've got great confidence that we can pull these games out, and regardless of the time, we can score really fast. We've got the playmakers and we got the quarterback.
Couple weeks in a row, and done it several times now this year. It had rarely been done before. Pass for 300 and rush for 300. What's really started to amp up? Is it the offensive line, running backs? What's really keyed this thing?
You know, I think it's just, you know, the more you kind of play throughout the course of the season, everybody's kind of getting more comfortable in what they're doing. And obviously it starts with our offensive line, and Coach Beanbo does a tremendous job with those guys. And, you know, as an experienced group and a group that plays as well as anybody in the country. And then you throw a quarterback in there that's as deadly as anybody, and then you have your outside guys and your receiver. So it's just a deadly combination, you know. But it all starts with the offensive line. It starts with that run game, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's a good place to kind of pick up in that role as co-OC. You oversee a little bit of everything, but, man, you look at this offensive line, and it's crazy to think that you have the guy that was at left tackle in the NFL right now, who was at right tackle, has shifted over to right tackle, from right tackle to left tackle. Cody Ford was a guard, shifted back outside. Creed Humphrey's a freshman, first-year starter. It's amazing how well they've been able to function and mesh together over the last five, six games. Well, the entire season, I guess, too.
And again, they've been here and been in the system for a while, so they, you know, a lot of continuity. But again, as a coach, I mean, your job is to, you know, teach the scheme. It's just not to teach the individual players. And, you know, Coach Beanbo does that in practice. Guys have to move around. I mean, we do that as, you know, whether it's inside receivers. You know, Nick's played both positions. Miles Tease has played three positions and has been playing, you know, the outside the last couple of weeks for us, just in the backup role. So, you know, you got guys that's just been in the system that have learned it, and they want to be good football players, and that's how you become a good team.
Kyler Murray just continues to put up huge numbers week after week. It's like he's improving as the season has gone on. Just what have you seen from him and his development? I don't know if it's development. He's been fantastic all year, but yeah. He seems to be just really hitting his stride right now.
He is, you know, and he's a great competitor, you know, and I don't, you know, he's not as an emotional of a guy like Baker Mayfield is, but he's, you know, it's very important for him to play well and how he throws the football you know, again, he's playing really well. We're starting to really, you know, move the ball and do things well on offense and playing together as a team.
I know I brought this up earlier, but he kind of leads that in that there's never any real panic. You know, you don't see him get down. You don't see him get too sky high. He's a very level-headed kind of a guy on the sidelines, too.
He is, and he gets that from that's the way he's always been. But he's got great confidence. He's had tremendous success as an athlete, you know, all through, you know, growing up as a kid in junior high and high school and obviously here in college. So I don't see his demeanor changing whatsoever.
Yeah, and he doesn't panic during the play either. Something happens there in the backfield and it's caving in on him. It helps to be the fastest guy on the field at all times, right?
It does. Kind of reminds me of you a little bit, Teddy, fast as you were, you know. you would be a good guy to have on defense to be a spy on him. I mean, you would be the closest, only guy I think I would know in the last 20 years being here that be able to slowly track him down a little bit.
I think I'd probably grab a hamstring and tap on the helmet and say,
you
get
would
me
today,
out of here,
but
coach.
You wouldn't have then. You wouldn't have then.
That's a good point. If you saw Kyler Murray out there, you and him one-on-one, open field, you got him, right?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not saying that. I'm not going there. I'm just saying the way that Teddy could move around on the field and as fast as he did, it would definitely make him go sideways a little bit more than be able to go north and south.
Turn him into someone else that can make the play is what you got to do. Force him into another guy.
That's the key. Now, by the way, and you were in that running back's room for 16 years. It's almost like having another running back at that quarterback position. But you lose Rodney Anderson. Marcellus gets dinged up. And you're kind of down to two guys with TJ not being suited up. And, man, Trey Sermon and Kennedy Brooks, you talk about answering the call. They have really found another level the last few days.
Yeah, it's a very prideful group. You know, obviously, Coach Bullwears does a tremendous job with them. And you know, they again, you come here, it's not about the individual stuff. You want to win championships. And you want to push each other and you want to make everybody better. You know, Jay's done a tremendous job with those guys, and Trey has stepped up, and Kennedy Brooks has stepped up in a big way.
How about the receiving group? I mean, CeeDee Lamb's he's put together a great highlight reel. Marquise Brown looks like, I don't know that he's 100%, but he's still making a ton of plays out there. Had a huge game on Saturday.
Well, his 80% is better than most.
I agree, and he can flip the switch and turn up when he needs to.
He is. I agree with you. He hasn't been a full 100%. He's starting to get there though. We're starting to see it this week in practice. And then you got guys like Carson Myers playing really well. You know, playing very solid. Coach Riley's putting him in position to make some plays and some individual catches, and he's making those plays. It's just a good time right now.
All right, we always like to wrap up our first segment by going in layman's terms, presented by Orthodontics exclusively. This is where Ted and Coach break down a little film, and it might not be a play involving one of your guys, but I'm sure there's some pride taken in seeing receivers block downfield like they do here for Kennedy Brooks, Ted.
Yeah, and this is a good play. This is bread and butter. We run this about 50 times a game out of a bunch of different formations, but we get those big offensive linemen pulling around and just blow this hole wide open. You get a good combo block up to a next backer. Just no one in the middle of the field. What I love, Coach, is CeeDee Lamb blocks this guy for 20 yards downfield.
It is. That's hard on defensive backs, and we should be able to do that, especially as physical as CeeDee is. And, that's how you create the big plays. That's how you create the 40, 50, 60, 70-yard touchdown runs with us down the field blocking. And we take great pride, and we coach them just as hard in that area as we do anything else. And obviously the line did a great job there. It looked like a defensive end. I should have probably spilled it, and he didn't. And backer got out of gap, and that's how you have those big holes.
You know, the thing that stood out to me on that video, and Coach Riley, I think you're actually with us, joked about it a few weeks ago. Looks like he's just walking his dog in the park. Watching Kennedy Brooks run, it looks almost effortless watching him run.
Well, it's nice to be able to run through those big holes.
I think Coach Gundy could have taken that one to the house.
You and I could probably have done
that.
But again, he's done really good. He was a great running back in high school, had a lot of success. The high school he came from, they ran zone, they ran power. So he carried the ball a lot. Similar to like a Rodney Anderson, comes from a high school where they ran the ball quite a bit. So, the more reps you get, the better you get. And he's just got great patience.
I think the patience, especially when you got an offensive line like we have, it may take them a second, but they're going to win those blocks. And if you just wait, give them that extra second or two and then make your cut, they're going to move some guys off the football.
And
when we come back, we have a Kansas game to preview. Plus, we haven't even started talking about the inside receivers with Coach Cale Gundy inside the Coach's Corner. Stick around.
Thanks to our Cornerstone Television partners, OU Medicine, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and our community partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, Coca-Cola, and OU Medicine.
Hi, I'm attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Written by Ashley writes, "Just got my Chick-fil-A. My holiday is complete. Yay! Yay indeed, Ashley. It's the little things that get everyone excited for the most wonderful time of year, and Chick-fil-A's reheatable catering trays are designed with busy people in mind, so you can enjoy crispy Chick-fil-A chicken while enjoying other things during the holidays, like spending time with the people you love. Talk about yay. Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things."
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is subscribe, and you'll get all the Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Bud Light, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibility. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality.
Final segment with Cale Gundy inside the Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. Coach, last segment, we spent a lot of time looking back on Bedlam and kind of the overall view of the offense. Haven't talked a lot about your inside receivers, so before we preview Kansas, it all starts with T.D. Lee, man. Lee Morris, boy, he's emerged. Guy that's been in the system, been in the program, and gets it.
Yeah, he's been a good player for us and has really stepped up this year, and he was needed. You know, there's been a couple games where Grant was got injured early once. One game he got a concussion at the Texas game and needed him definitely to step up. And, again, he's been in the system for a long time. He's a great young man. He works extremely hard, and he's talented. I mean, he runs well. He can jump out of the gym. He's got great hands. He's been a good player.
It seems like a lot of the guys in – whether inside or outside, there's just a lot of versatility on this team at wide receiver. There's guys that can play multiple positions, and you're comfortable with them at really any spot.
Yeah, and I think also that you see where, you know, Kyler does spread the ball around. So as a, you know, when you're a receiver and you know that, you've got a chance to get the ball, then I mean you're gonna work at it. And we've definitely done Kyler, I think, has done a great job, and especially as much as he moves around the pocket and scrambles, you got to keep plays alive.
Yeah, and again, we were watching the highlights, and for those on the radio side, you can catch them at SoonerSports.tv. But not just spreading the ball around, but making tough catches. That catch Lee Morris made on the sideline, he gets rocked as soon as he touches it. Those are tough catches to make.
Well, the one that Carson made on the sideline was a great catch. The one that Lee made on the sideline was a great catch. The one that CD made on the sideline was a great catch. Good football players. Just the importance of making the competitive catches, and that's what keeps the drives going.
Real quick, Ted, we got the Carson Meyer catch, which I still think was one of the better catches we've seen this year. Think about it, this is an H-back out in the open field. Watch this, what Coach was talking about.
Double move on the sideline.
I know it. Ran through the safety over there. It was pretty good.
That 6'5" double move is a little bit slower than Marquise Brown's, but still effective.
We immediately said that, hey, we got to get our H's on the line, because if we come back to that, we're probably going to score on that one, because the double move, we're going to be able to get out of that a little bit quicker than Carson did, but he did a good job.
I want to go back to something you were talking about a second ago and Kyler spreading the ball around. I was watching an NFL game this week, and I can't remember what one, but I was flipping around. Quarterbacks flushed out of the pockets, and the guys just kind of go dead downfield.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that whenever Kyler, and it happened with Baker too, whenever those guys get outside of the pocket, it's like these receivers turn on and they know that there's a huge play about to happen. Where a lot of guys may just kind of give up on the play. Oklahoma's guys feel like there's a good opportunity to make something big happen.
Well, we coach it and we practice it. I mean, we have plays that we go through it, and we have a something that we specifically call that. We have a drill that we do two or three times a week, and guys know where to go depending on if Kyler scrambles to you or if he scrambles away from you. And it's not always the same. It depends the play concept. It depends on who's on your side. It depends on who's high, who's medium, who's low. Mm-hmm. So there's some thinking to it, but it's something that we work on quite a bit.
And the guys take a lot of pride in, too. If it's even breaking off to get open for a route or, as we talked about earlier, downfield blocking. One of those guys who's starting to emerge over the last few weeks more confident is Grant Calcaterra. You brought it up earlier. He's been dinged up a little bit, but I love the confidence this guy has.
You know, he's been a little dinged up a little bit and had some injuries. Was hoping to, you know, maybe be a little bit more productive, but he's been playing really well. He works really hard in practice, and he's kind of starting to get back into the rhythm. And he's every bit as good of a good person as he is a very good football player. And glad he's back healthy with us.
It's like he's got a helmet magnet or something. Every time he catches the ball, he gets blasted.
I know.
What about some of the younger guys?
When you run across the middle.
No doubt about it. There's something to be said about coming down with those balls, too. What about some of the younger guys that you've seen in practice that are really starting to hit their stride and develop?
Charleston Rambo is somebody that, I think about that, you know, we as coaches have noticed and because of maybe Marquise being, you know, a little injured the last few weeks, somebody that's just getting a lot more reps, and he's been in the program for a year now. And, it's hard to, but you got to have patience with these guys that just get in the program. It's hard, really hard to come straight out of high school and just be a very, very productive player. There's so much learning they got to do. But, he's really, because of the amount of reps that he's taken lately, he's been doing really well. Another one is Braden Willis. Braden Willis is going to be a really good football player. Braden is very fast. He's got very strong hands. He's a very physical player. This time next year, after going through spring ball, off season in the summertime, just, you know, catching another 1,000 balls before the first game next year, I mean, he's going to be really good.
No big deal. Gabe already compared him to Jermaine Gresham. So, I mean, let's not set that bar too high, but still pretty impressive young man.
He runs every bit as good as Jermaine.
Nice.
I mean, he's a high 4.5 guy. I mean, he can move now for 230 pounds, and he's got incredibly strong hands. So he'll have to learn the fundamentals of what Jermaine did as an inline tight end and a blocking, which we're doing that with him right now, and we're teaching him those things. But out in space, he's pretty special.
What's the difference when you have a guy like that? I mean, we've seen from time to time, they're rare, but we've seen it in this conference that when someone's got a kind of a tweener guy, he's can do the things of a tight end, but also runs routes like a wide receiver. That's a huge mismatch.
He's the hybrid type tight end guys that can, you know, I mean, Braden, and he's a very intelligent kid. I mean, he can, in high school he was a starting quarterback for their team for 4 games because they had an injury, so they started him at quarterback. He played wildcat quarterback. He played inline tight end. He played fullback. He played tailback. He played wide receiver. Here you got a young man who's, you know, a very intelligent kid, first of all. Then you throw all that athletic ability and talent that he has. So it just gives you so many options and so many different things that you can do. And, in this system with Coach Riley's offense, how he likes to find mismatches, it's a perfect fit.
Real quick, before we get to our Academy Sports and Outdoor Twitter question, the opponent on Saturday struggled a little bit in Kansas, but you know, this is a opportunity, a Super Bowl-like matchup for them. So with that in mind, what have you seen from them on tape? What kind of stands out about a team that really has struggled a bit but has had a few moments in which they've stepped up?
Well, one of the things they still do a good job of is they do play good defense. They've done a good job up there. They last year held us to our lowest total output throughout the season last year offensively. So they've got some good players over there. 96 is a defensive end who was a first-team all-conference last year as a defensive tackle. They're playing outside now. He'll play in the NFL. They got two safeties, number 1 and number 11, that are magnets. I mean, they come downhill and strike you as good as anybody in our conference do. So 29, their inside linebacker, has been a senior, has been playing a lot of ball. So they've got some guys over there, very prideful, know their defense coordinator really well. We all do. And, you know, they'll come down and play really hard. And I mean, we got to do our job.
All right, let's wrap it up with Coach Gundy. With the Academy Sports and Outdoors, a Twitter question of the week. You always get the final question. This one from at B. Meyer, who writes, Coach, what do you think of Rodney Anderson? Where do you think he'll land in the draft? Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting question. There's no doubt in my mind that he can play on that level. You know, to me, it's going to, you know, come up to just somebody willing to take a chance. And not so much a chance. It just kind of comes down to probably injuries in his situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, nowadays, you know, players get injured. Doctors fix them sometimes better than they were the first time. I know Rodney's, you know, his character, his effort, and his attitude are all going to be A-pluses. And whoever's going to get him, he's going to play, and he's going to play for a long time.
There's guys every year that, you know, whenever you go in and you see the war room where they've got all the players rated, he's going to be on there. He may not be a first-round or a second-round guy because of the injuries, but everyone is going to be watching, and there's going to be a point where someone's going to say, we better take him now because there's going to be a hot market for him in the, you know, third, fourth, top rounds.
Yeah, he's just been such a very productive player. Mm-hmm. You know, he can run, he can catch, he's strong, he's got a great body type, he's fast. But like you said, his name's going to be on that board, and there's going to be a point in the draft where, and it, you know, it could be late in the first round, it could be second round, I don't know, you know, but they're going to see his name up there, and it's definitely going to be highlighted.
Great stuff all season long, Coach. Congrats on the success, and we'll see you on Saturday night in Norman.
Yes, sir.
All right, when we come back, Ruffin McNeil joins us. We'll talk Sooner defense here on the Coach's Corner.
Hey, y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill, a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers. You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
We're saving you time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
Three Doors Down Acoustic. The Back Porch Jam.
But it's not my time. I'm not going.
A very special night live like you've never seen them before. Saturday, February 16th. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. Three Doors Down Acoustic. The Back Porch Jam.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh, dilly dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Sooner fans, Brent Swedley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swedley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our seven locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swaddley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions' energy savings agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment, and when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
A Sport Clips Championship haircut experience makes you feel like your hair has its own walk-up music. Maybe you play sports. Maybe you play sports online. Or maybe your sport is keeping up with your kids. Your hair deserves its own walk-up music. And at Sport Clips, we make it easy. A game-changing cut from a stylist trained for guys while you're surrounded by sports. Hair this good needs no introduction, but you'll want one anyway. So get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in and get your hair in the game.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lincoln Riley every Tuesday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma, I-35, exit 95. Hey, Sooner fans, satisfy all of your catering needs this season by visiting any Oklahoma City area Chick-fil-A location.
Continue inside the Coach's Corner along with Teddy Lehman. I'm Chris Plank. We're presented by Riverwind. Ruffin McNeil, defensive coordinator, joins us for our final, or for a couple of segments here, I guess I should say. Coach, congratulations on the win. You talked about it afterwards. You're continuing to try to find ways to help your guys out now that you look back on the tape, and have we moved on well past it? What stood out on the tape?
Well, you know, I always try to make sure for the kids and for us, you know, what things that we did well. The one thing that winning the game, and in this business I've been long enough, wins are hard. So you cannot, as a coach or anyone, let the kids or players understand that, yeah, we won, but no, we won. They were showed some fight. For the second week in a row, we were able to capitalize on 2 point. Some things to work on, our tackling, again, keep emphasizing that. Always the effort, keep emphasizing that. In the red zone area that we work every day since this has been here, we have not been successful as we want in the red zone. Those things are brought up. They went over top of us with some explosive plays, which I don't know if a lot of people knew this, but our team has 68 explosive plays. And also, before our game, Oklahoma State had 68 explosive plays. Mm-hmm. So we knew that. But, you know, the kids are really attentive. We had really good practice this week preparing for Kansas and yesterday. We have a chance on Tuesdays and Wednesdays to go against the offense, and they really pose a threat to you as a defense and as a play caller. So really pleased with the last 2 days and, you know, just – you know, whatever we need to fix, we fix a piece at a time, but never neglect those 4 things of effort, fundamentals, making sure everybody understands the importance of red zone. And then, I mentioned it before, forget and drive on. Tough plays happen in the game, some good things happen in the game. We had some tough things happen in the last 2 weeks. And what as a coordinator, what I'm most proud about is on the sideline, there's no pouting heads or no ducking out eyes. They're able to make adjustments. Within a game last week, we had to make a total adjustment because of a particular coverage. And, you know, so the kids were able to do that. So I'm proud of those 4 things.
Notice over the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of guys getting playing time, rotating several different guys through. And that tells me that you got a bunch of guys that are practicing well and attention to details. Because you're not going to put them out there if they're not ready to play.
Right. That's right. That's right, Teddy. You know, we had some injuries on the back end, you know, that we had the fight versus Tech. And then we got a chance to get Buki back this past week. But nicks and bruises happen this time of the year. You know, you're talking about the 12th season or the 12th week of the season, excuse me. And but those guys have earned that time. You know, you saw Caleb Kelly back at outside linebacker position. he had asked to move to inside, but you know the difference mm-hmm. between inside and outside. Teddy is, but you know, we Caleb's a team guy. I went to him and said, Caleb, we need you to be a presence again at the outside position. And immediately it provides comfort. I know for us as a defense, I know me personally knowing that Caleb's going to be able to execute, perform, that we need him. People ask, why did you move him earlier? Because he had asked to move to position. So one thing, you know, you want the players to be there, but Caleb's been great. Up front, we continue to rotate. Perkins, one of the young guys that really have stood out. One of the steady old guys you see is Kenny Mann. Kenneth Mann played an entire game last week. For a defensive lineman, that's not normal. It's really not even close
especially
to normal.
Especially with a bunch of up-tempo stuff, too. No,
Teddy, especially a bunch of up-tempo. Yeah. Did not come off the field. And when asked, and I would ask Tibbs, he said, Coach, he said he's good. So with some young guys coming on the back end and trying to keep blending them in up front, you know, you still have some guys that, like the older guys, the leaders that are stepping out. Robert has been really good on the back end for us. I think he had a tough game last week. He even said it himself. But he's really been one of our upcoming leaders on the back end and doing some things at safe position. So there's some guys, Spotty, having Buki back help, give us a 5 DB package, even a 6 DB package possibly. But Robert on the back end has really stood out for us. And, again, we need Kenneth's leadership. He's a captain, but his continued leadership for our defense.
Speaking of guys who appear to have stepped up, the job that Neville Gallimore, I know his whole family was in town this past week, ended up getting a little dinged up late in that game, yeah. But boy, it really seemed like he had a nice game.
You
going
know, he was the next person on my mind when talking about Kenneth. That's great. Bring him up, Chris. Neville's really, they were asked, why do we move him from the end position last year to nose? First, he feels more comfortable. Two, he reacts better in there because it's quicker. And then really the last two games, we've had some three-man rush, four-man rush, and he's had to defeat two blockers to get a sack or put pressure. So it was good to meet Neville's family. Finally, we've been talking about him for the last 2 years, but Neville's been a presence up front, not only with his play, but like Kenneth, who is his best friend and roommate, have done a good job leading.
You know, you mentioned Robert Barnes. I want to go back to him for a second because as a true freshman last year, he played a little bit. You got to see him out there some. He's grown, but still just a true sophomore. But to me, he's got a ton of athleticism. Yeah. He's got length yeah. at the safety position.
Yes.
I think this is a kid that could be really special.
I do, too. I agree, Teddy, and I've told him that. And as a freshman, you know, it's hard to come into a University of Oklahoma or a national program like University of Oklahoma and play and be at that high level a lot of the times. He's one of the guys that there was a lot expected of him, had some nicks and bruises, but you saw him really undertake that during the offseason with some strength gains, doing fall camp, some maturity. And then the last 4 weeks, he's been a stalwart for us on the back end. His tackling has improved. He missed one other day that he told me, he apologized, really. I said, no, bro, you keep playing hard, you know, and had a penalty on that first drive. But Robert is one of the guys that we really count on the back end for a calmness, but also the intensity at the same time, if that makes sense, you know, because he understands what's going on with the entire secondary and defensive, because we use him in run fits on our run game as well. And so Robert's really been a guy that's been proud of his progress.
You know, it's been fun to watch his growth. It's also been fun to see that entire secondary come together. We'll go more in depth on them coming up in the next segment. And I mean, Teddy, we got through a segment. We didn't talk about Kenneth Murray or Caleb, or we mentioned Caleb Kelly, but no Curtis Bolton.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it coming up. But let's take a look in layman's terms, shall we, on a play that stood out to us. It's presented by Orthodontics exclusively. And Teddy, Coach, let's dig into one of the biggest plays of this game, shall we?
Coach, you know it. Turnovers are key. And it was a huge play in this game, forced a turnover here. And a couple of your guys were a big factor here, Kenneth Murray and Bolton. There's Gallimore on the inside. It's a run and play up the middle. And what I love, Bolton comes in, lays a shot.
Yes.
Kenneth Murray's right there at the point of attack and has the awareness to find this football. We got another angle here. And this is crazy. To be able to see this ball pop out right there in the middle of all that traffic, Kenneth Murray jumps on top of it and... You know this. It's not easy to jump on that football. It bounces in strange ways, doesn't it?
It's built a little different, built a little funny, like it doesn't bounce normal. And that was You know, like today, for example, we do our turnover drill, and it's tackling drill on Tuesday and every day during practice, but turnover drill's emphasis of the day, beginning. And to see Buzzy come in, and Curtis, I smile when I hear Curtis, but to see Curtis come in and lay a hit, we were trying to disguise him a little bit. I think he held it a little bit too long. We wanted to just show him displaced and bring it back into the box to try to maybe bait him to throw, which and bait him to run, which it did. Mm-hmm. And then Curtis came in, laid a really big hit, knocked the ball loose, and then Kenneth was right there. And you mentioned Neville Gallimore. Neville did a great job of gap security, holding his gap, forced it back to Curtis. I keep saying Buzzy. Buzzy. And Buzzy laid a great hit on him. Ball came out. I think it was a big play for our team.
Yep, absolutely. Now, there's another big play we're going to look at when we come back inside the coach's corner. And it was a nearly big play by Caleb Kelly, but an even bigger play by Trey Brown. You'll see what we mean next inside the coach's corner presented by Riverwind.
It is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics.
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
Hey guys, is it time to get your hair in the game?
Time to claim your spot!
Then it's time to check in online at sportclips.com/check-in for a fresh cut, legendary hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. So do your hair a favor by checking in online and arrive just in time for your Sport Clips MVP haircut experience while you surround yourself with sports on TV. Get in line online at sportclips.com/check-in.
Time to claim your spot!
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Honeybee Rose writes, I volunteered to plan the holiday party for next week. I'm in charge of the Chick-fil-A tray. Smiley face with sunglasses emoji. That gives us the happy face emoji, Honeybee. And good news, we've got crowd-pleasing catering options from chicken strips to wraps to cookies. Because it's the little things that will make everyone at the office holiday party go, wow, emoji. Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go. Landers Auto Group of Norman, driving tradition, proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
Coach's Corner is brought to you by the OU Touchdown Club. Become a part of Sooner football history. Tune in radio. We want to thank all of our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com/radio for an affiliate in your area. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who wants to remind you that together we can end DUI. The Sooner Kids Club. Log on to Soonersports.com for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. And the Sooner Spanish Radio Broadcasts. All 2018 Sooner football games are available on Exitos 96.5 FM in Oklahoma City and 101.5 FM El Patron in Tulsa, as well as on those stations' website.
Snap to Cornelius. Rolling right, looking, throws, and it is incomplete! Knocked away! Trey Brown knocked it down, and the Sooners still lead it!
Great job. They run an out route by Wallace. We had Trey Brown sitting on it. We had another defender underneath. I think it was Parnell Motley, and just a bad throw by Cornelius. It was low and inside. He should have thrown it outside.
Good job on that play, too, as we welcome you back inside the coach's corner by Caleb Kelly, as we mentioned. You know, we were talking to Caleb in the postgame, Coach, and he mentioned how close he got to it, and it didn't register into my mind until you watch it, and that's the difference he makes on that edge, isn't it?
Well, we always talk about two-point plays, and there's two ways. You can attack it or defend it. The week before, we defended coverage, more coverage thought process, and it came down, and like we started this week already for the next game. This week, if it has to happen, two-point choices. And one will be an attack, and one will be a coverage. In the attack mode, you have to be in man-to-man, zero, no help. And what I like about that play, a lot of people miss, probably, I may not have missed, you guys, was before the play, Trey sees two, Tylan on that side. Two is not there, and he's in the back for that personnel group. He expected motion. He points to it, and then goes, I got it, which... In the heat of the game, things going back and forth. That's why I talk about fight off, forget and drive on. Big play, forgot everything right then, but he knew his assignment. He's in man. He pointed out, which is communication, you know, no secrets on the field is what we say, no secret. Then he pointed to himself. When it came across, he was ready for it. Two things going to happen because we go against the offense today, two-point play. Lincoln never tells me what the play is. So I don't have to be ready to defend it or blitz it. So, you know, And he did a great job at just being there. And then Caleb, with the blitz, provided edge pressure. You want to get sacks, but edge pressure was the cause. So we chose to attack the two-point play this past week, which gave Caleb a little pressure, which made the quarterback maybe deter his throw a little bit. So it was a combination of those things.
Here's a couple of things on that play. The first thing is what you talked about, the communication on the field, no secrets. Here's something I learned a long time ago, Chris. That if I'm communicating with a guy, I'm going to point. And I'm going to show it because here's what happens when you go to the sideline. He didn't tell me. Right? Where's the close call? I didn't hear it. So the arm's always out when you're making the close call. Anytime you're communicating, make sure you point and you say, it's me. Because inevitably, the other guy's going to say, he didn't say anything.
He's exactly right. So one of the guys that I visit with a lot, now I didn't get a chance this year because of the last 2 years, was I go visit Coach Belichick and the Patriots. Lincoln likes to go up there, but I love their thought process, their defense. And we're watching the practice, and it don't matter if it's Tom Brady on defense. And he goes, and the guy, just like you talk about, he didn't point out. It was just a walkthrough, too. He didn't point out who he got, and I've never... He went off. He's really calm talking to me, but no secrets. And Trey did a good job right then, and I was proud of him.
The other thing is I keep hearing this narrative out there that, if he just throws it outside, it's an easy completion. It's not true. No. Trey's in a great position. He's reacting to the throw inside why it looks like he's in great position, and if he makes a good throw on the outside, he's going to have to make one heck of a competitive catch because Trey's all over the guy.
He's going to have to. And if it is there, Trey probably going to pick it and have no two-point play because they will not catch him. So when the pressure, if you look at just any kind of force in the action, you hope, and then just force it and make him feel that, then he's got to go. He's got to make a play. And you know, I was proud of Trey. You know, with everything he's gone through the past couple of weeks, to know who his job, and then to make a competitive play.
I love the guys celebrating right there.
Me too.
That's the most fun thing about playing defense.
It really is.
Whenever you play well, make a play to win, whenever the whole team gets to get in on the action.
Those two guys there with him are just happy as a lark for him.
It's awesome to watch. For those of you, by the way, on the radio side, Soonersports.tv, you can see the highlights. I think most of us lived it together on Saturday night. Not quite to the degree, obviously, of Ruffin McNeil. And it is Championship November, Coach. 15 straight wins in the month of November. We have Kansas coming up here this week. We'll talk about them in a bit. West Virginia in 2 weeks. But it's Lincoln's carried it on, and it's just continued. This team finds another level in November,
well,
don't they?
Well, one of the things about tradition, and this is a tradition-rich school from all sports, but the one that we're involved in football that, you know, is Championship November. That's why it's called Champ U. And the kids understand that. It's not a tradition that intimidates anyone on our staff, anyone on our team. And you know, we know it's going to be tough. And in Championship November, the bottom line is, and I know there's some other things involved, but the bottom line is find a way to get it done.
Yep.
And we still can play better. That's one thing Coach Riley addressed the team. Great win, but we have not even played our best yet. So as a coach, you want to continue to play your best game in your next game. You didn't learn from it, play your best game. So it is Championship November here at Oklahoma, and we got another one this week, senior night, and looking forward to keep preparing for that game.
What have you seen from Kansas? I mean, they've got some guys offensively, got a great running back in Puka Williams, some skill guys, wide receivers, capable quarterback.
They do. You know, they do a lot of things to not let him hold the ball quite a long time. Quick throws, those type things. Max protect and give him a chance to throw it deep. But the running back is really, really a great player. This will be one of the teams that will have to be conscious of the running back because they throw to him not just every now and then or a check down. It's designed routes to him. The offensive line, I would say they're huge. The left tackle is probably the best of the bunch, but they play well together. Coach Beatty, I've known for a long time. He'll get them fighting. Garrett Riley, Lincoln's younger brother, is on the staff. He's a fighter. So, you know, we know they'll come out here and give us their best, and they care a lot about Coach Beatty, but we care a lot about our seniors and care a lot about our program. But we know Kansas will come in here ready to go and ready to play.
Last chance to party at the Palace on Saturday night, Oklahoma and Kansas. You see, coming off a tough loss for the Jayhawks against the Wildcats. Well, you guys get the final question for Coach Ruffin McNeil. So here we go. The Academy Sports and Outdoors Twitter question of the week. Let's hit it, shall we? This one comes from Blake, who wants to know, what are the advantages, disadvantages of being in the booth as opposed to being on the field? I think we've talked about this a little bit, Coach.
Well, heater this week.
It'll
be cold to get the heater upstairs.
I don't eat on game day, so it doesn't matter. But somebody said, I bet you get hot dogs, those kind of things.
Nope.
No, I don't eat at all. The advantage for me, because I've been in both, it's a closed, it's quiet area. It's soundproof. You are able to focus on the next call or and make adjustments without that. The disadvantage is you don't get a chance to look the kids in the eyes and see what they're feeling and make that connection like I do during the week. So I do more during the week of being on the field, at beginning on the sideline like we do in the game, out of the picture. But now this past 2 weeks and today, of course, I'm more on the field so I can get that out of contact because on Saturday I won't have it until after the
right.
game. So that's the disadvantage, that part. But the advantage is where you're calmer. You have a chance to make your call. And like I said, I've been in both areas. The field is action-packed now. You got to be ready to dodge. The players come in knocking your legs from under you and those type of things. But it is great. But I like the box, too.
Great stuff. Congratulations on the win. Good luck this week, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
That's Ruffin McNeil. Ted and I'll wrap it up next inside the Coach's Corner.
Three Doors Down Acoustic. The Back Porch Jam. But it's not my time. I'm not going. A very special night live like you've never seen them before. Saturday, February 16th, the Showplace Theater at Riverwind. Tickets on sale now at riverwind.com. Three Doors Down Acoustic, the Back Porch Jam.
Hi, son. You're on speaker. Just got back from the park. Guess I'm getting used to civilian life. Mom's here, too.
Hi, honey. Just making dinner. Your sister's into this gluten-free thing. Am I boring you, dear?
It's just good to hear your voice, Mom.
A call from home takes you home. AT&T proudly offers wireless and TV discounts to military veterans and their families. Get started in-store or visit att.com/military savings for details. Coverage not available everywhere. Exclusions, eligibility, and other restrictions apply.
You know Oklahoma weather, and I know it can escalate quickly. Gary England here with my buddy Jason White, and we're here to tell you about the importance of preparing your home for whatever weather this state throws at us.
Let me tell you something, Gary. Air Comfort Solutions is a full-service heating and air company with techs ready to help you if your system goes out.
Right on. Sounds good to me. Sounds like a fantastic deal.
Call Air Comfort Solutions, 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Hi, I'm Attorney Noble McIntyre of McIntyre Law. For the past 22 years, I've helped people injured as the result of automobile or motorcycle crashes, mistakes made by doctors or hospitals, or even because of a badly designed medical device such as a defective hip implant. I hope you never need an injury attorney, but if you do and you would like to talk to an experienced trial lawyer, please call me. The consultation is free, and I will answer any questions you may have. Call 405-917-5200 or visit McIntyreLaw.com today.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeteer, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're saving your time at Homeland.
Stop by your neighborhood Homeland today and get your game day necessities at the OU tailgate headquarters. You'll find everything you need for a quick and easy game time meal with weekly specials on some of your favorite grocery items. Join Homeland, your friends and family, as we cheer on the Sooners this season. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, your tailgate headquarters for OU football.
Good to be home.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Written by Ashley writes, "Just got my Chick-fil-A. My holiday is complete. Yay! Yay indeed, Ashley. It's the little things that get everyone excited for the most wonderful time of year, and Chick-fil-A's reheatable catering trays are designed with busy people in mind, so you can enjoy crispy Chick-fil-A chicken while enjoying other things during the holidays, like spending time with the people you love. Talk about yay. Tweet your stories at Chick-fil-A with hashtag the little things."
If you're like me, when you're looking for a car, you want to be treated right. Free oil changes are nice, but what about after the sale? That's why I always come to Patriot Ford. Best service in the state. Don't take my word for it. Ask Coach.
When it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford.
The best part is right now they're offering a 4-year, 60,000-mile warranty with every new vehicle sold. Every vehicle. What are you waiting for? Come down I-35 to exit 95 to Patriot Ford in Purcell, Oklahoma.
There's a Big 12 matchups for this week. We'll go in depth, but I want to remind you before we do that OU's fifth annual Fansgiving Week, featuring numerous giveaways and appearances, will start Thursday, November 15th through Tuesday, November 20th. Follow OU Athletics on Twitter for daily updates and notifications. What jumps out at you, Ted? I see two very intriguing games in Stillwater and Austin.
Absolutely. I think Iowa State gets the win in Austin, Texas. I think they're going to make their way to the Big 12 championship. And then West Virginia, Oklahoma State. I think that's going to be a good football game. But I think we see Oklahoma State's level of play dip down just a little bit with West Virginia coming to town. I think West Virginia wins that one.
If my math or understanding is correct, then you have the top four teams all right now who control their own destiny to make the Big 12 championship game.
I think that's right, but there are some tiebreaker scenarios mixed in there as well. I saw a graph of what all needs to happen for all the different outcomes, and it made my brain explode.
Yeah, don't even try to think about it right now. You know, one of the fun things, though, as you mentioned, had seen the way that Iowa State has moved up in the 14 playoff poll, West Virginia, now a top 10 team. So, you know, if your mindset and your focus is on championship number 8, the Sooners have the heavy in their schedule to help get them there potentially.
That's right. Just go win the football games in front of you, and Oklahoma's going to be just fine. And you need to, I say you want West Virginia to win that game in Oklahoma State because you want them ranked as high as possible when you head out to Morgantown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have them keep moving up. All right. We only got about 40 seconds left in the show, Ted. So Kansas coming up this weekend. You know you're the better team. How do you maintain that focus and not get caught looking ahead of that big showdown in Morgantown?
It's all about you. You just focus on the things that have made you good up to this point. Run the football. Take care of the ball. I mean, Kansas has forced 23 turnovers this year, so don't let them get any free ones. Defensively, don't give up the big plays. They're going to make some things underneath. They're going to hit you on a couple of plays here and there, but don't give up the chunk yardage, chunk touchdowns.
And my favorite in our final 20 seconds, senior day moment. Some people get emotional. Some people maybe even a little teary-eyed. Ted, what was your thought when everyone was on the field during senior day?
Get them out of here. Let's play the game.
OU and Kansas. Senior night coming up. We'll be on the air on the Sooner Radio Network with a 4:30 pregame show. For Teddy Lehman, for Ruffin McNeil and Cale Gundy, I'm Chris Plank. We'll see you next time, Sooner Nation.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. This has been the Riverwind Coach's Corner, presented by Riverwind, still the one. Also brought to you in part by Sport Clips, where it's good to be a guy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.